Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season. This time, we're talking about the first episode of Sword Guy the Animation from Production IG, streaming on Netflix, and this is a Netflix original. They helped get it made, and the story is an original story.
But just one question, Kate. Is this to differentiate it from Sword Guy the Musical and Sword Guy the Literary Masterpiece?
I think so. I think this is just the beginning of the Sword Guy franchise. Maybe Sword Boys, but this is Sword Guys.
Sword Guy the video game. Sword Guy the breakfast cereal. Sword Guy the flamethrower. It's from Spaceballs.
So I have to say that I didn't feel as though a lot happened in this first episode. It was just that sort of the continual setup of there are swords in this world. They are possessed by presumably evil spirits, demons, they say. And those demons make you want to kill people when you're holding the sword.
So also what we say is there are a whole lot of organizations that collect these evil swords to keep them under control, and all of them are really, really, really bad at their jobs.
I think they must all have just bad HR departments. You know, they're not doing a thorough enough screening process for their new hires.
So we start off, and there's, after the introduction, where Kotamine, or the guy who voices Kotamine, like, gives us our introduction of the world of evil swords.
And sort of just this philosophical nonsense about the beauty of violence or whatever.
There's this dig where they're gonna look for this one demon sword, and I like how, like, there's the main guy and there's generic dude who, like, you marked as, like, oh, you have an interesting character design. You are dead 10 times over.
I mean, that's not a me thing. That's an everybody can play this game.
Mm-hmm. And so the dude in charge of the dig tells him the story of how, like, this village summoned the sword and the demon with it to protect them because God abandoned them, and then it does it, but then it kills them as well!
Because somehow in the, like, 5 seconds before they decided to pray to a demon, they forgot that they were praying to a demon. That was, like, a weird part where they're like, they forgot that it was a demon. It was like, but didn't they pray to it because it was a demon? I'm confused.
And I like how generic dude is like, for a second, says what we all say. Hey, is this really a good idea that we should be digging up? Like, that story seems to indicate, like, a lot of warning signs that this project we're working on maybe isn't the best thing. But then they find the sword, and, you know, they all die. So maybe you should have had that revelation, like, 10 minutes earlier.
And this happens a couple more times in the episode, and various people end up with swords. And they're also, it must give them some sort of heightened abilities or something. And or everybody's just really bad at shooting guns. I couldn't tell. Could be one or the other.
Which funny, because everybody who has, like, AKs and pistols can't do anything. But that one dude, like, the blonde dude, just has that slow-moving, like, guile projectile. And it killed that guy in the temple. So they're really good against guns, really bad against Street Fighter moves.
I think my theory is that that guy was the spirit of a sword. That is my theory, because there's that weird cryptic conversation about him needing to go to sleep and then, well, maybe we'll meet again someday or whatever. And then that guy, his, like, boss, I guess, who is one of these sword collectors, you know, he's one of the people that gets possessed by the sword because he just can't not go and get it. And I guess at first, I thought they were just implying that this particular sword is just so powerful that even these collectors or whatever, these couldn't resist it. But then it happens, like, 3 more times with different swords. So it just, I wasn't clear.
I think, Kate, you're right. And that was the implication of that scene, because he has, like, when we see him in him and his organization have collected, like, over 100 swords. and everything seemed to be going fine, but this one broke him. But yeah, it is thematically ruined when we see two other organizations also lose their swords, and it just makes it seem like they're all just shit at their jobs.
I think the one kind of interesting part occurs when this pregnant woman and her husband are, going on like a walk or whatever, and they get attacked by one of these people who are possessed by the sword. Her husband gets murdered, and then she just goes into like rage mode. And I thought, is she gonna do something? Like, what? I was not expecting this. What's gonna happen? And the guy doesn't kill her because we think that the sword won't kill babies. I don't know. There another sword moment where there was no babies killed, so we think that. And then the pregnant woman picks up the sword and starts killing people, and then becomes possessed. And I was like, all right, you got me, because I was not expecting that to happen. However, that is short-lived, and by the end of the episode, we actually don't know what the show is about, because this is one of those prelude kind of a things where they're setting up the world.
Yeah, all we know is that she basically has her baby and then she kills herself, and the sword is left with the baby, and some like wandering huntsman finds the sword in the baby and he's like, ah, you wish to live, thereby I will raise you. And it is very clear just from the baby and the intro that this kid will become the main character. But yeah, it's hard to tell if he'll be like a good swords dude who uses the sword to hunt evil swords dudes.
Or is it sort of a blade thing where,
yeah. Or is it like he's an anti-hero in a world of villains? Or is he just the protagonist? You know, is he a villain but he's just our protagonist? I don't know. I'm guessing it's the first one, that it's a blade one. But I mean, if it turned out to be one of those other ones or something else, I'm going to be shocked. As you said, we don't really get a good sense of what the normal show is. The only thing is, since it's on Netflix and it really, really likes to jump to the next episode, it did seem like he was at school. Like, how long that will last, I don't know. But, you know, you're always like,
I mean, it's not as if I was super invested anyway, but the thing was, is that all the swords, of all the swords they talk about, they're all evil. They are all possessed by demons. They're terrible. And the sword that he has is a demon sword. You know, that's the one from his mom. So it wasn't as if, oh no, he has like the good guy sword. So I guess maybe he'll be able to like harness the power of the demon or something. I don't know.
We did neglect to mention that at one point, one of the random sword dudes, that dude from the boat, fights the guy from the organization, the big organization, and they transform into tokusatsu guys and fight a little bit. And then the guy from the organization wins, but he doesn't kill the other guy, and he's like, huh, too easy, and then he just walks off.
Yeah, there is tokusatsu armored things in here, too. I don't know. It was not compelling.
And you know what the worst part is, in my opinion? The greatest sin the show has, it isn't the boring characters, which are boring.
Well, I mean, there's not any characters yet. They're not even
important. Well, I mean, I assume that the dudes we did see with swords would become villains.
Yes.
But like, are you like, man, glasses guy?
If they have been villains for the last, how old? Because this kid is probably, what, 16? Mm-hmm. They've been villains for the last 16 years and they still haven't got their shit done? I mean, really, if they're still regular high school, you guys really need to up your game. Because from what I can see in this episode, you're pretty much unstoppable. So what are you doing?
Maybe they have to sleep like the other sword guy. Oh,
good point.
Actually, the greatest sin of this show is the sword fights are boring.
Because, was there even any sword fights?
Well, here's the problem. Most of the time, the sword guys just shoot energy beams from their sword. Like when that guy from the organization is trapped on the bridge. It's not like he like is dancing around and chopping up tanks or fighting with other sword guys. When he breaks out, we just see the aftermath of the violence. And when he destroys, like, the tanks and the soldiers, he just goes, swing, and an energy beam comes out and destroys tanks on one side, and he goes, swing again, and destroys the other side. And that fight is mostly just nothing. And most of the people, when they go on rampages, we don't even see, like, cool...
I mean, they're just innocent, random people. They just get slaughtered. That's not...
But at least they could have had a little bit of flourish. It's cheap animation, even for what could have been slightly stylishness. So, it's just... For a show that should ostensibly at least have cool sword fight scenes, it had none of those.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.